الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده وحامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار ولن تجد لهم نصيرا إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا واعتصموا بالله وأخلصوا دينهم لله فأولئك مع المؤمنين وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما. ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, we were speaking about the munafiqeen. And in yesterday's lesson we mentioned that the munafiqeen, they try to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by concealing their nifaq, the hypocrisy, in front of the believers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of the condition that they are munafiqs, and Allah knows of the nifaq, the hypocrisy. So in that, among those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the mu'mineen now by saying that, oh, you have brought iman, لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. Do not take the kuffar as bosom friends other than the believers. In other words, mix with the believers. Take the believers as your close friends and confidants, etc. Not the munafiqeen and not the kuffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says kuffar, do not take them as your bosom friends. Allah is showing you that munafiqeen are on the same boat with the kuffar. In other words, they are also committing kufr that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. Do you want it? Do you want that Allah that you make for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a clear proof against yourselves? In other words, Allah is asking you that now by you associating yourselves with the kufar, by you associating with the kufar, you are now giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a proof against you. Because now, why are you doing such a thing when you know these people are people who hate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In one verse Allah says, do they desire izzah and honor and fame by the kuffar? Whereas izzah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solely. So if you want izzah, then you have to obey and listen to what Allah is telling you to do. Then Allah says, now you see, because these people tried to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by concealing the hypocrisy and pretending to be Muslims, Allah was well aware of that. So on account of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now giving them the worst jaza and punishment. Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqeen will be in the lowest level in the fire of Jahannam. So the fire of Jahannam has levels, and the munafiqeen will be right at the bottom in that level. Why? You see, the kuffar, they explicitly made kuffar, and the mu'mineen knew exactly who the kuffar were. So at the time of jihad, etc., they knew who they were fighting for the sake of deen. But the munafiqeen, they pretended to be Muslims, so they couldn't, the mu'mineen couldn't fight them, because people would say mu'mineen are fighting themselves. So on account of that, they were saved from the hands of the mu'mineen in the dunya. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they tried to deceive Allah like that. But on the day of qiyamah, when the mu'mineen will be admitted into Jannah and the kuffar will be admitted into Jahannam, then the place of the munafiqeen in Jahannam will be the lowest level in Jahannam. Allah protect us. وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. You won't find any helper for them then on that day. Then Allah says, but if they make tawbah, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, except for those who make tawbah. So if a person made some guna, then after that it became hypocrisy, and then he became a murtad, etc. If he turns back to deen and he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he rectifies his deeds, وَأَصْلَحُ وَأَتَصَمُ بِاللَّهِ, he holds back again firmly onto that rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, onto the deen of Allah, وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ, they make their deen solely now for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has to be sincere about it. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Then again Allah says, these people will be with the mu'mineen. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the mu'mineen a tremendous reward. Then Allah concludes, this juz is concluded by this verse. Allah says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah get? What will Allah achieve by punishing you? In other words, don't think that Allah just wants to punish. No. If you are a genuine mu'min, إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ, If you are a genuine believer, if you are a genuine mu'min, and if you continue to be grateful for the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, you don't disobey Allah, when you see a bounty of Allah, you use it in the correct way, then what will Allah achieve in punishing you? Allah doesn't want to just punish any banda of his. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Why Allah won't punish you? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciative of whatever deed you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at that deed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies that deed for you in reward. And عَلِيمًا, Allah is well aware. In other words, Allah knows your deeds too. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be sincere in your deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. وَآخِرْنَا وَالْحَمْدُ.